This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Three people are due in a Madison courtroom September 19th to face felony charges connected to the 2020 fake presidential electors scheme in Wisconsin. State Attorney General Josh Call suggests more people could still be charged.
I'm not going to comment on specific individuals, but what I can say is that this is an ongoing investigation, and our decisions are going to be based on those facts and what the best interests of justice show.
Call says the decision to charge now has nothing to do with this year's election.
The decisions we make are not based on external factors like the ones you mentioned. They're based on our judgment about how we can most effectively pursue the interests of justice in this case.
Kenneth Chesbro, Jim Troupas, and Mike Roman are due in a Madison courtroom on September 19th. Four Democratic and 22 Republican incumbents in the Wisconsin Assembly will face primary challengers under new district maps. That's according to an analysis by WIS Politics. The Republicans facing primary challengers include Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Joint Finance Committee co-chair Mark Bourne. Democrats are running candidates in all 16 state Senate races in November and 97 of 99 Assembly seats. Republicans turned in papers in 11 Senate seats and 84 Assembly districts. The National Weather Service now confirms an EF1 tornado touched down east of Mount Horeb May 21st. There's no word as to why the confirmation took so long. The latest twister is the 24th to hit Wisconsin so far this year. Local leaders in Wisconsin support tighter emission standards for vehicles in the U.S. starting in 2 years. Pamela Guthman is a member of the Chippewa County Board and a registered nurse.
These EPA standards are necessary to decrease the harmful particulate matter, to save lives of our children, grandchildren, and community members right here in Eau Claire and throughout Wisconsin.
The new EPA standards for cars and light trucks start with model year 2027. Portraits and classic films featuring Smokey the Bear will be on display in Rhinelander the first week in July. The collection of original artwork by Smokey's artist Rudolph Wendelin comes from the USDA archives in Washington, D.C. It's part of National Forest Week celebrations in northern Wisconsin. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A 19-year-old Duluth man has been found guilty of second-degree intentional murder in connection to the death of a 17-year-old in 2022. A jury found that the victim had gone to an apartment building in Duluth's Endian neighborhood intending to fight Corey Devin Young, but Young shot the victim after the two exchanged words. Young was 17 at the time of the crime, but a judge decided to move the case to adult court in 2022 due to the severity of the crime. Young is facing up to 40 years in prison when sentenced in August. A public hearing on the potential rerouting of Enbridge's Line 5 pipeline was held in Ashland on Tuesday. The hearing featured several members of the Bad River Band, whose land the pipeline currently crosses, arguing that even a rerouted pipeline could impact the area surrounding their land. The Bad River Band sued Enbridge in recent years to move the pipeline off of their land, leading to the company seeking to build an additional 40-mile pipeline to go around the reservation. Public comments will be accepted until July 5th. As the school year winds down, Lake Superior Elementary students and teachers are preparing for the permanent closure of their school. According to a Northern News Now report, Principal Rick Flaherty says that all 30 members of the staff who intended to continue working have been able to find another job either inside or outside the district, and class sizes will remain mostly the same after consolidation. The Superior School Board voted to close the school in April of 2023, but haven't decided what to do with the building yet. St. Luke's Hospital in Duluth has unveiled its new logo following the finalization of a merger with Aspirus Health. According to a Northern News Now report, the new partnership between the healthcare organizations will invest about $300 million into strategic projects at St. Luke's, promote integration and efficiency, and promote cost-effective healthcare. Combined, the organization will run 19 hospitals, 130 outpatient clinics, and employ nearly 14,000 people, including 1,300 physicians. One lane of the 40th Avenue West Bridge in Duluth has been reopened about 2 months after being hit by a truck that was hauling an excavator. According to the Minnesota Department of Transportation, only the southbound lane from the hillside towards the lake has been reopened after weeks of construction work. Residents will also be able to access the northbound ramp to I-35 and Oneonta Street, but drivers exiting from northbound I-35 will continue to be detoured. Repair work on the bridge began in mid-May. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources has announced a 3-year research project on the deer population in the Northeast region. According to a press release, lower deer harvest reports from hunters over the past year triggered the research project, which seeks to determine if deer densities differ between private and public lands. The data will help researchers better understand the deer population and could affect the way antlerless tags are distributed across the state. Trail cameras will be used to gather the data. A Cloquet nonprofit organization held its annual golf social fundraiser on Monday to raise money for youth manufacturing programs in the area. According to a Fox 21 report, the Arrowhead Manufacturers and Fabricators Association has been giving grants to local schools for equipment and manufacturing tours for years, hoping to get more kids interested in the field. The organization has given out around $200,000 in funding over the years, and they are always looking for more community support. The 88-year-old Duluth man charged after hitting 24-year-old firefighter Raymond Skoglund in January has been found incompetent. According to court documents, the St. Louis County Attorney's Office ruled that Ronald Gene Myrdal suffers major neurocognitive impairment and suspended the case until his next hearing in December. Skoglund spent 2.5 months at Craig Hospital in Denver with serious injuries following the crash and has since made a remarkable recovery and was discharged in April. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Philadelphia Phillies defeat the Milwaukee Brewers in extra innings. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Kuska. It took 10 innings, but Philadelphia was able to defeat the Brewers 2-1 thanks to this walk-off hit in the 10th inning.
Line drive game, to baby. Right field. He is the hero! A one-hop off the wall! Here comes Merrifield, and the Phillies will win it! In the bottom of the 10th inning, Nick Castellanos, an RBI double, 2-1 Phils.
That call courtesy of NBC Sports Philadelphia. Manager Pat Murphy said that the Brewers had their opportunities but couldn't get the big hit in a tough loss.
We had opportunities. We didn't get the ball in the air one time. We didn't make contact in the outfield a couple times, and we had opportunities. Take the lead.
The Brewers and Phillies wrap up their 3-game series this afternoon as Milwaukee tries to avoid the sweep. The Green Bay Packers offseason workouts continue. Head coach Matt LaFleur says that the team right now has a good vibe going about it as they get ready for the 2024 season.
I'm really pleased with kind of where we're at right now in terms of not only the cohesion on the field but also off the field. I think every time we step in the meeting rooms, there's been great energy, great interaction with the guys. I think that's part of the process is just how we can come together, and I think that's a great part of the offseason.
Quarterback Jordan Love says that the offseason workouts have been productive and that the team is in a great spot right now.
Just having everybody here right now at this time is very cool because you just build those relationships and get closer with guys and get to go out there and work and compete with them every day. So I think this team's in an awesome spot right now.
For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Insights into Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez's troubles have really ramped up. People.com says an exclusive source, whatever that means, said the couple supposedly on the outs attended Affleck's son's basketball game, adding that it's an encouraging sign. After the game, however, Lopez was later seen at the grocery store, but without coupons. One fellow shopper who was waiting to buy lottery tickets and prepared to use a personal check thought the look on Lopez's face indicated she missed Ben. Later that evening, the power couple attended an all-you-can-eat buffet at Golden Corral where Affleck barely touched his salad, which was comprised mostly of croutons, according to one hefty eater on his way back for a third helping. We'll keep you posted if we hear more from random sources. Bad Boys 4, /Yes 4, hits theaters June 6th. The film stars once likable actors Will Smith and Martin Lawrence. The story is predictable and cliche, and I give it 2 thumbs down. I will give more details after I see the film. In already a famous actor but need even more attention news, Alec Baldwin has announced that he and his wife Hilaria will be front and center on a new reality show with their 7 kids. The controversial 67-year-old actor and his 40-year-old wife are opening their home to camera crews from TLC for some reality. The show will be called The Baldwins. Most of these reality shows are pretty scripted, but if Baldwin punches one of the cameramen, we'll know it's real. Compared to other streaming services, HBO is still a decent deal with pretty good programming. Because of that, they will raise their prices for ad-free entertainment like other platforms. Warner Brothers Discovery says they will bump the price by $1 a month to $16.99 for programming without commercials. There are a ton of other plans you can choose from on HBO, and one is more confusing than the next. Sometimes passion for one's art is so pure, even a life-threatening car accident can't keep one from their dreams. Actress and native Wisconsinite Marissa Bode is set to make her feature film debut in the motion picture Wicked, based on the Broadway play. Bode hails from Mazomanie, Wisconsin. She has been acting since she was 8 years old and got her start in a Madison Children's Theater. In 2011, she was involved in a life-altering car accident on the way to rehearsal, leaving her paralyzed from the waist down. But the incident did not keep Bode down. She went on to earn a theater degree in college. Wicked is told from the point of view of the Wicked Witch in The Wizard of Oz. Bode plays Nessa Rose, the witch's younger sister. Part one of the film will hit theaters in November of this year. Part two is scheduled to hit theaters in November of 2025. Not only did Bode overcome incredible odds and land a role in a major motion picture, this is her feature film debut. Way to go, Marissa. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wamba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Breezy winds out of the west today will whip up to 30 miles per hour, pulling our high temperatures to the mid-70s. As we sit pretty under sunny skies, a few more showers and a stray thunderstorm do pop up again this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 60 degrees at our studios.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio.